Today's daf is we learn is daf hey, and let's go over the question we left with us in suspense with. If you remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda Yerurim Baye, Ra'a Ria Rishona Vishnia. This is referring to the tinoket that hasn't reached the time that we'd expected to see dam yet. Again, we haven't really defined that term yet. That's going to come in the Gemara. Okay, she's not reached, let's call it maturity for simplicity. And she saw twice, for if sick and took a break, three or not, Velora Ashin's. Then she sees. Do we treat what's the status there? Do we is a kavesa arukahi shitamemba et? Is now this now the third sighting that now confirms that she's a like now really should she start seeing blood now, even though she hasn't really reached the age we'd expect it? Or do we say it's kehefsek ona? Or do we say that now it's like a woman, an older woman who's missed three periods, and therefore she's still it's a musalek adamim. So we and therefore it's like a Ria Rishona. And that's actually a Shittia Daya Shata. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yossi says, Umayim b'shat sha'asita kemedamim et at Amar Daya Shata. Kemedamim is an interesting lashon here. The Pnei Moshe has two different ways. It's either kadmayim, or he says, or kebedamim. Different juristers, but the gist of it is, at the time, in the beginning, when she was already a shiach bedamim, meaning she's already seen once, and the second sighting we treated Daya Shata. Here, where she took a break for three or not, Kavachomer, you should say Tayasha'ata. Okay, treat it that way. So the Gemara says, pardon me, Kanchalo Asita Kadamin lo kol sheken. So Amarle, Ve'im Kena filu ratariyachad lo tetamemed le dach tirachalosh achari shev. If that's the case, if you're treating like Shemak to Hefsek, then she should need three more now after that break. So she's seen two, had a break of three. And now you're treating it like a first go, then it should require another three. So rather, Gemara says, no, you're right. Amarle, damia. We don't look at that. We just look at the girl that she's early stage maturing, even though it wasn't, we don't look at it as a break. We look at it as a third sighting, but it was a longer break, longer gap, not a break, a longer gap between the two. And therefore, after this is third sighting, even though it was after a period of what you'd expect, like three normal. Or not, we haven't explained what that is yet, but an extended period of time, nonetheless, now she's not considered a tinoket. We no longer say dayashata, and she'll metame me'et le'et. Okay? Like an animal. And the Gemara says, okay, let's address the elephant in the room. Well, kama ona, well, it's two questions really. One is, what is an ona? That we're saying she misses, or there's an extended break that now she's a moseleka v'dami in another context. So that is what's called an ona beinonit. Ona beinonit was assumption this is some sort of an average ona. Okay, because all women are different. Every month can be different as well. So that what's the understanding? What's the ona beinonit? According to Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, notnim la ona beinonit, which is shloshimon, which is 30 days. 30 days of ona beinonit. Okay, now the Gemara says, v'yitnu la ona. Now we have to understand what this question is, v'yitnu la ona. It's actually interesting. What this means is, I'll show you here the Pnei Moshe first. The first one when it says V'yitnu la ona, here he says Hashta parich al hadid le'el tinoket shelegiazmana. We're back to the girl who's very young. Lirot v'rata. Darmina rishona ubeshnia dayashata. The first two sightings still say dayashata. The Gemara says, according to the Pnei Moshe's reading, v'amai. Yitnu la ona. Why don't you give her a ona? Meaning, im tireh b'shniyah lachar ona beinonit. If she sees a second sighting after the average beinonit time period, tiyek chol anashim. Isn't this establishing that the fact she's like another like a adult woman now? Why the second? Do we still say according to Pnei Moshe dayashata? If the second sighting was after a non on a bein on an average period, why don't you already say, look, she's finally mature, now she's treated like every other lady? That's what we're trying to say. That's a Gemara coin. That's the reading according to Pnei Moshe. So the Gemara says, no, machashulint bara rabba damim ein la ona, which means since she has not yet mevarer damim, meaning the fact that she's already seeing dam, so she's still quite young, until only after she's seen two sightings, therefore we don't really consider that break of 30 days like, oh, this is confirming. It means only after it's been established. You don't really say on the second one, that's kind of the reading of Pnei Moshe. Interesting, the article quotes a Noam Yerushalmi, meaning it says if she's Dayasha Atah, it's a different reading altogether, but it says, Onam means that if she's seen only twice, this kind of relates to the sugya before it, and then takes a break of three or not, why don't you then say, oh, this is confirming she's a Muslim, Masalek Adamim again? But and the response of the Gemara is, she hasn't been conferred to have dam yet, to be a non-Masalek properly, that such that you can then consider a break of three normal periods as mamash, like a break, Masalek. That's again, a different flow of the sugya. But okay, I don't want to confuse you too much. Let's just continue with the Penimosha. Now the Gemara says, Maoshi elektamim. If you remember, we talked about stains, that blood, like blood stains, as opposed to mamash ri'iyot, ri'iyot with argasha, that's confirmed. And ketamim is, we're machmir maktamim, and they're tamim as well. So the question is, do you give this tinoket status of ketamim? So it's a bit tmeah the ketamim. So chizkiyam amrachasha sita mayim, or kadam, the different damim, the way of saying it, yesh la ketamim. So Pnei Moshe says, since she's nufufetzet v'chozeret nufetzet, im tireh od riyash lishet, since already if she sees a third one, it's going to metamim la'et. So therefore, already we say yesh la ketamim. So in other words, since she's seen two sightings and the third one would confirm her, then the ketamim is also metamim. That's the opinion of like Chizkiya. Shmuel says, no. Afilu kol sadin, yeah, sorry. Shmuel says, afilu kol sadin kulam me'ale tipim shel dam ein la ketamim. Even if her sheets are covered with all these little tipim of dam, then they ain't like tamim, meaning she doesn't have, you only get tamim once she's no longer considered a tinok, once confirmed, meaning after the three. But Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, afilu ra'at mea pa'am, even if she says mea pa'am in ketamim. Mea pa'am means, kulam harbe b'pa'am echat, not 100 times, but harbe b'pa'am echat, ke'erech, like, equivalent to mea pa'amim. So it's not like 100 times, but it's like 100 times an all amount in one siding. That's what it's saying. Still in like ketamim, she's still too young to have the gzeirah of ketamim to apply to her. Now the Gemara says, Ad Eichan, we've been saying that it's not the time for her to see versus time she is for her to see. What's that definition? That's the other big question remaining. So the Gemara says, Ad shetavo liyamei ne'urim, until she reaches her age of being a ne'ara. What's that? Ve'lo me yanarim, that's Mesh Tavisa, that's the beginnings of her maturity when she's releases two pubic hairs. Now, Rabba, Rav Chia, Rav Yochanan, says B'Shem, Rav Shimon ben Yotzedek, this is again, this is a Tinok Shelo Hivya. What's the case of Roka? Well, her Roka, her spittle is Torah. Midrasa, also Tehorah. Maga'a B'Shusarabim is also Tehor. So in other words, normally these things, like the spittle, the midrash, that which she sits on, or that which she touches, will be tmeah if she's a nida. So it seems a bit strange. What does it mean she's a mamash tahor? It doesn't make a tameh. So Sabrim Neimar the Chachamim thought to say, this is referring to the tuma me'et la'et, meaning since she's only daya sha'ata, going back me'et la'et, we're not concerned about rokah, we're not concerned about what she sat on, we're not concerned about also things you may have contact with in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine. Now let's look at the next Mishnah. Even though they said dayatats, in other words, a woman has a vesek kavua, all these other women that are musalekat damim, nonetheless, bodeket, they still have to do these bidikot, she just have to do these checks, which is shachrit and towards the, like twice a day in the morning and the evening. Bodeket, except for a nida, a woman who is already having a flow. It's important to, not that she's tamenit tmea nida, despite the fact, but you'll see in a moment, but she's mamash tmea anyway. Vayoshevet al dam tohar, or a woman whose dam that's coming out is tahor anyway. This is again after childbirth, a certain window of period after the, again, there's dam tmea. So, for example, a week for a boy plus a 33, there's 30 days after that. Or if it's gave birth to a girl, it was 2 weeks tmea, and then the dam tohar is a 66 days after that, to some total of 80. Okay, and the Gemara says, it says Vahameshameshet, but what we're going to be learning is from the Meshameshet, and which has relations as well. She'll have to have Be'edim, meaning she has to check. Okay, she has to do checks before and after. Chutz mi'Yoshevet Adam Tohar, except for a woman who is Yoshevet Adam Tohar, as again, because that blood is not Tameh. Ubetula shedemea teorim. What that means is, we'll discuss this to the Gemara, is if Betula has relations, the tearing of the hymen itself, that dam is not dam Tameh. It's not uterine bleeding. Okay? So there's a certain period, Machloket Beit Shammai Hillel, which is mentioned in the later Mishnayos, in terms of how much time do you assume any dam she sees is related to that. Okay? So in that situation, she doesn't need to do bedikah before and after, because any blood she sees is related, is a Tahor blood anyway. Okay? That is what the Mishnah, there's a lot to discuss on this Mishnah, but that's what the Mishnah is saying now. Upa'amim, she tzricha li'ol bodeket, she has to check in shacharit in the morning and ben hashpashot towards the like towards the evening. Ubeshat she over l'shamesh at beita, also which has she can have relations. We said yeterot aleim not the koan not has to be even more careful. Bashash before she eats truma as well, she needs to check because if she's mashkani truma, so there's a lot of checking going on. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even after eating truma as well, she has to check. So before after eating truma. Now, all these extra super checks, just to show you, just to be careful here, that's just on the Pnei Moshe says on the Perush and Dumar Meshe, meaning Bamara Ka'ama Meshe Kai Fine. Says, and even if she's got a Vesek Kavua, Tzricha Lidok, Lifnei Tashmish, Achal Tashmish. This is a checking before enough relations, even though we're certain when she's going to have a period. She's got a confirmed cycle. Nonetheless, Vedavka she Yoseka Taharot. All these Chumras we're saying, is regarding only a situation where a woman is a second v'tarot. That's when we're super machmer. Okay? Demigu de bay bedika, because since she's already has to do bedika for tarot, which is engaging in tarot, bay nami bedika la bala, therefore they're also lumped in as part of the, let's call it the chumra package. Aval isha she ain't a second v'tarot, she's not a second v'tarot, she doesn't need bedika la bala, she's got a vesak avor, she doesn't have to check every single time. Okay? So that's an important qualification that what we're seeing in this mission is all regarding chumras regarding tarot. Let's continue. The Gemara says, "Kena what that means is we explained that nida, she toils after 7 days, provided she stops seeing dam. So, but it's not saying now she might mean hifsika nida, what's called a hefsek, but different connotation nowadays. But meaning she's already confirmed she stopped seeing a flow in day 4 or 5. But she's still technically a nida till she goes to mikvah. So what the Mishnah is saying is she doesn't need to do bodeket and someone who is actually a nida shaloi sick of a tara, that she's still having a flow anyway. That's why you don't need to do the extra checks because she's a nida anyway, she's a tamei anyway. But if sick of a tara, it's a different situation. Even if she might be technically still a nida, she hasn't gone to mikvah. Okay, let's continue. What's this? It doesn't mean meshamesh, like I explained, she has to. Okay. So that what it is, tinoket. Now this really have to appreciate what's happening, because I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe here. Batula see, the Ba Amru, the Perek Batra, a Mishnah Aleph, the last Perek, the later Perek, it says shadameh. We say a woman who has a betula, right? And we say that the me'at ha'orim for a certain period of time, the Beit Shammai says it's 4 leilot. Beit Shammai, the machlokes says that for the first 4 nights, we can assume any dam is dam betulim. However, Beit Hillel says, no, ad she'techeya makah, that is only until the wound is healed. Okay? Meaning, whatever that would be. Aval im yegi zmanei ro. So all that machloket, what the Gemara is saying now, that machloket in the later Mishnah, is only regarding a girl that has not higiyas manalirot. However, aval im higiyas manalirot, no, if she's already mature, then you don't give her such an extended period of time because she could be seeing dam. So how can you just wash like whitewash on any dam? She says, oh, don't worry, it's probably dam b'tulim. It says, pardon the pun, whitewash. But anyway, not nimla call in other words, lura kach. And that's why it's saying that no, it's only that's why that mission is only referring to where she's lo gias mani rot. So how much time do you give her? So Shmuel Amar, Laila Vayon Ona, Umiktsat Ona Kakula. That's a little funny terminology. It's night and day, which is the onas, like 12 periods. However, Miktsat Ona Kakula. A funny language. So again, the Pnei Moshe says, "Lav hacha kai." It's not referring to here. Elam anitin again the reish perek tinoket. Since we mentioned Shmuel the Mafarish la seifa da matnitin hatan, meaning it means as follows: Ra'av the odav beit aviyah. So again, it's not exactly follow on to correct that. The odav she sees dam the odav beit aviyah. The kamer beit hillel not nin la what kol alayla shela. You give her that night, meaning she's ra'ata the beit aviyah. So she's already seen dam, and then she's betul. You give her that night. It says, what's that mean? You don't give her the full next day. Mikzat is like an ona, or yam because ona oyom or laila ba alma. Laila, you give her the night, v'chatzi yom la ona shleima, and give her the half the next day. So in other words, that period with Samjit Dam to Pulim is much, much more restricted window, which is that night, followed by sounds like half the next day, Kohen Shemo. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. Hefsika. Now Hefsika means from Dam Betulim. So meaning she stops saying she and then she says Dam, then she's Tameya clearly. So what does it mean? Hefsika, meaning she's stopped seeing clearly the wounds basically healed. She's not seeing Dam Betulim anymore. So the Gemara says, so how so? So the Pnei Moshe in the middle of Dimur Amach Hefsik, he says, Shishimsha pa machat, v'lo ra'ata, she's had relations and there was no blood. V'achar kach ra'ata, and then sees after a machbach tafsh, I feel even if it's a machbach tafshmish, even if she sees as a result of having relations, she's tamea. Tekeven shabam machat lo ra'ata machbach, since having relations didn't cause any bleeding in that region, the assumption is that the Dam Betulim is healed, like the Betulim is the area has healed. Okay? Shuv ein anu tolim, you don't assume it's from the Dam Betulim anymore. Ella, she must be a Vada Nida. Okay. Now, similarly, shinat mare demeat mea. If the color of the blood or the appearance of the blood changes, then you assume it's from a different source as well. It's not the wound blood, it must be Dam Nida as well. So Amar of Zeira, that's below shinat machmat tashmish. That's only if the color didn't change. Meaning, if the color changes the result, meaning it was a different color after Tashmish, then it may still be Dam Betulim, and it could have changed the result of Tashmish, the color. Aval im shina mamar Tashmish. So Amra of Yossi, I can prove it to you that's Krut Matnita, Amra Ken, because why it says Betulah Shadamea Teorim? One of the cases in the Mishnah of a woman who doesn't need to check before or after is a Isha that is still has Dam Betulim. And the proof is that would mean that if it was the color change, we don't consider anything to it. We still assume it's Dam Betulim. Otherwise, the mission wouldn't have said that. Because if the color changing even would mean now she's Tmea Nida, then she would, even a woman who's still having Dam Betulim would require Bedika before and after because maybe the color changed. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't require the checking before and after means that color change is insignificant. If it's machmat tashmish, okay? Shema tishne machmat tashmish, yeah, fair. Now the Gemara says, So Amar Rav Yossi bar Bun, keneged shnei pamim bayom shayom mishtanim ala briyot. The 2 times a day is the times where the like you transition from day to night and night to day with the like the world changes in terms of day to night, night to day. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Hoshaya, kol makom she'amru chachamim ba'ala chayav b'korban. Now, here it needs a bit of work because there's a bit of girsa changes going on here as well. Now, the girsa change probably should be, keneged ha'torah tulyot, aval bar padya omer, kol makom she'amru chachamim ba'ala chayav b'korban, then keneged ha'torah tmeot. Ba'ala p'tura min ha'korban, keneged ha'torot, that's probably you have to read it. Machloket begin Rav Parpadia and Rav Shaya. So what's this machloket about? So I just want to show you in the Pnei Moshe. He says as follows. He says this relates to Vahinu. The time to, if you like, check. So there's an association. Let's say a husband has a relationship with his wife, and if he after relationship she checks immediately and she finds she's tamei, the assumption is that she was a nida during tashmish and he has to bring a korban chatat because he was the bo'el nida. Okay, that's the first point. So the parallel now is that according to Bar Padia is or Bar Pada is that if she immediately after she was a osek b'tarot immediately checks. Then the Torah will be tmeot. That is actually the point of debate between Rav Padia and the Shita of Rav Hoshaya, right? He says no, it's always tluyot. But let's just continue. It says Kol sheba'ala v'sham talui v'hainu that she imai shaita kadesh reminata, if the period of time that she delayed between checking and tashmish was the time to get off of bed and clean and check below, so it's a little, a bit of window, it's not immediate, then Baala brings an asham taloi, then it's a safek. You have to bring an asham taloi. So in that situation, well, fine, then for tarot will be tliyot. We're not sure it's a vaday tamer, we're not sure it's tahor. However, kol shebaala ptura, patur. If the woman waits an even longer period of time than that, and then checks and finds she's tmeah, in that situation we say that her husband is fine. Kegon shehayta yoter mikdei. Okay, so let's just go through this again. I want to clear it up because it wasn't so clear. In other words, if she, when it comes to a relationship with her husband, if she checks immediately after tashmish, she finds she's tmeah, the husband's vaday, boil nida brings a korban. If it's a little bit of a window of time, enough time to get off the bed and do it and clean up down below and check, then that's already considered creates a suffix. We're not sure. So therefore, the husband would have to bring a sham taloi. If it's longer than that, we say it's tahora. The assumption is she only became tina and nida after. How does it affect torot? Meaning, if that those same windows of time applied after your second torot, well, according to the Barpada, he says that it's actually no, it's exactly the same. In terms of vaday, safek, or completely tahor, in terms of the windows. However, the kasha now here, we're going to bring in a minute, the kasha we're going to bring now is according to Rabbi Hoshaya that says, no, even if it was immediate checking, still tluyot. It can't be 100% certain that the torah she engaged in were like vaday tameh, the tluyot. We can't treat them as vaday tahor, we can't treat them as vaday tameh. Okay? So that, in other words, they don't align perfectly. There's not a perfect parallel. The Gemara is going to discuss why it would be different between Tashmish and Osek HaVetara. So, yeah, Dov, you're going to ask?
No, it's strange to me that it's not prescriptive. They're saying it depends on when she does it, as opposed to saying when she must check.
No. Okay. Fine. That's one thing when she should check. Fine. But I'm saying the question is, how long after Tashmish do we assume she was a Nida? So this, whether it's prescriptive or not, it's not relevant. We're trying to work halacha here. A woman didn't check immediately. She left the bedikah cloth on the other side of the room, and she goes and checks. And she, oh, I'm tmeah. Did my husband do an aver? Does he bring a korban? Right? Like that's the question that we're sort of playing out. But the question that this is also relevant for Torot. Okay. By the way, we must be talking about. I think it comes clear later on. A woman who has a vesa kavua, right? Because she doesn't have vesa kavua, she's matame el-ed anyway. Right, so but everything. But let's continue. Now, Reb Shimon bar Yitzhak Baye. One second. This is a question on the Shita that says it's considered like even if she checked immediately, then it's still the Torah to a Safek. Says I don't understand. By ilu zaken veyeled. Now this is a mashal. We'll see in a moment. A zaken and yeled. Shumahalchim etraklin, trying to go into an entrance of a building. Lord of our barisha zaken meshamesh tchila. That obviously the zaken is going to go in first. Haim yelet ati umatai. But what's going to happen as soon as the zaken goes in? The kid's going to burst in after. Okay. What's the mashal? The mashal is as follows. I'll just read you in the middle of the Pnei Moshe. Umechane, he says, umashal hu lazeh. The Pnei Moshe that says ilu zaken. Actually, it's a few lines down actually. Umashal bazeh mechana the eiver meshamesh. When having relations, the Eber itself is like the Zaken, and the Dam is like the Yeled. So they're both trying to access this entrance. Here's the Zaken Meshamesh, when the Zaken, using the Mashal, is in there, Hulifnei Yeled. It would say, stop the Dam coming out, let's call it that. Mikoma kam techev, as soon as Zaken comes out, hu ponem min ha-petach. Then immediately, if you like, the opening, the entrance is open. The yeled memayer lavov and nimtza dam, and the yeled in our mashal, the dam will come out. Hilkach, chayshinan shiyad dam the bayit chitzon. Therefore, the dam is already, which have to be concerned. The bayit is already in the bayit chitzon. Now, if you remember, if it's in the bayit chitzon, that using the mashal, the outer chamber, so it's the uterine bleeding has already begun. It's sitting in the outer chamber. She's already a nida. She's already nida at that time. So it doesn't have to leave the body to make her a nida. So sharei miyan achar prisha mimenu nimtza dam. Im ken nichosh nami. So therefore, in other words, when it comes to tashmish, what's a mashal in tashmish? When it comes to tashmish, we say if she checks immediately, if she checks immediately, what then? And she finds that, then we can be certain that she was a nida at the time of tashmish, has bring a korban. And the mashal is a bit like that. The Mishnah leaves like that, like the Zaken is using the entrance. As soon as the Zaken leaves, the Yeled's going to come immediately out. So already the Yeled was, if you like, within the Beit Chitzon, and the Dam was in the Beit Chitzon, and the outer chamber, and she's already a Nida. So Imken, Nichush Nami, why don't you say the same thing to Orot? Nami le Torot she'asta v'matza miyad. So if she's engaged to Orot, and she checks immediately after, why do you say the same thing? Shaya dam gamken. Why do you say that the dam was also in the Beit HaChitzon, also sitting there waiting to go? Shaita oseka b'torah, when at the time, and she was a nidah at the time. So again, this is a kasha Rabbi Shaya, who says that, oh, even if she checked immediately when it comes to Orot, it's a tluyot. So the question is, why are you differentiating between the case of Meshameshdim Ba'ala and engaging to Orot? Meshameshdim Ba'ala, it's clearly Vadei Tmeah at the time of Tashmish. So why don't you say the same thing here? She was Vadei Tmeah at the time of Oseka Bataro. That's the question. The Gemara says, Ani Omer Shamhaya. That's language. Shamhaya, meaning the dam was already there, but the Bia hi shehi sotemet, that the Bia was stopping. It's like the Zaken being in the doorway. That's explained it. However, Hacha, Ilu Avasham, but in the case which is Oseka Batarot, if the dam was already there, Mimak Foshalo Letzet, what was stopping it from coming out? So the difference is the interruption, meaning, okay, when it comes to Mishameshin Ba'ala and she checks immediately after, we can say the dam was already there, but it was prevented from coming out because he was Mishamesh with her. The Iver was there, or the Mashal, the Zaken was blocking the doorway. So that's why if she checks immediately after Tashmish, then for sure, she was a nidder at the time. However, in this situation, there was nothing blocking the exit using the mashal. So therefore, when she was engaged, if she was mamash tmeah at the time she was engaged in Torah, why wasn't there any dam coming out? So therefore, we say in that situation, that why is, according to the Chit Rabbi Shaya, that it's tluyot. Okay? So Gemara says, matniti pligya al Rabbi Shaya. This is a kashan Rabbi Shaya, and who says it's a safek. But the truth is, it's even a safek on Bar Pada as well. Because it says, Pirsha Vara'a, if she was engaged in Torah, and she separated and checked, Vara'a, hit me'a, v'kulam shit me'a, and everything's Torah, but Torah legamri. And there's no answer to this kasha. Because here it seems to be, and if she's engaged in Torah, and then checks immediately after she's engaging, it says it's Torah legamri. And according to Rav Oshaya, it should be Vadei Tmea. Sorry, she should be Safek Tmea. And according to Barpada Kalvachomesh, the Torah should be Vadei Tameh. So this is a kasha on both shittot without an answer. Okay, Beseda, we'll continue from other discussion in this, the Machlok Bar Pada or Bar Pada Padaya and Rabbi Shaya next year. All right, Kol Tov, have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.